Welcome to the Working Within podcast, a podcast dedicated to your spiritual growth, well-being, and awareness. I'm Charlene, your favorite wellness podcaster, Scorpio, and Gemini. Keep listening if you're looking for an extra supplement to help you reflect on your relationship with yourself and others, or keep you inspired and fearless about the possibilities for your own life. This season, you can look forward to topics like self-esteem, body consciousness, astrology in daily life, empowerment, law of attraction, and so much more. All with the goal of keeping you inspired and in the know. For more information, you can always connect with us at the Working Within Instagram or our website, workingwithin.net, to see our service offerings. Thank you all for your reviews, likes, and shares. And if you'd like to become a monthly supporter, you can click the link in our episode description. We look forward to building a community with you. Hello, Working Within community. Thank you for pressing play again on another episode of season two. This week, I am grateful. How about that? Grateful to introduce you all to another dear, close, transformative friend of mine, Maria. Maria and I met during a really pivotal moment in college, I should say, for both of us, dealing with relationships that weren't particularly energizing and wonderful for us, but also at a time where we were both really focused on our career and professional development and got the opportunity to stay together in Chicago for some time during the summer. Summers in Chicago? Like, come on. So anyway, that became really fun. You know, Maria is a style icon, fashionista. Like, when you look at her Instagram, which is linked in this episode description, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So I thought it was absolutely appropriate for her to come on the show and talk about, you know, looking your best and feeling better. And that is what really the conversation centers around this week. Maria is a Libra, surprise. And I was raised by a Libra, surprise again. And so this theme of appearance and aesthetics and like agreeability too, as well, and creativity were all like tenets of lessons that I learned very early from my mother. And I feel that are reflected in how Maria carries herself through the world as well, which is really honorable and I think powerful, because you have so much power in how you show up in spaces for yourself, for others. And I think that what you wear, how you present, is just one facet of that. And not even in a superficial way, but I think there's plenty of opportunity to share with the world who you are through what you choose to put on your body for a day, or what makeup you choose to wear or not wear. And just like really choosing that as a priority and responsibility and point of creativity for yourself. And so I ask Maria, obviously, like a dozen questions about that. And so we get into that conversation. I should also say what's really important for having Maria on the show now. I mentioned, you know, we're both pretty career-oriented women. Love that. She was previously in tech and still in tech, actually, but also has started a clothing brand. And I am not going to describe it more than that, because Maria does this for the first time publicly on this podcast. Just know the brand is called Congruence, also in the episode description, and I can't wait for y'all to hear her talk more about it. Just more along the themes of, hey, this is real, you know? Showing who you are through your clothes is a real thing to be passionate about. Should never be ashamed for being passionate about that. Never be ashamed for even being committed to aesthetics and how you look. I think it's a wonderful self-love tactic, wonderful self-care practice. And we talk about how, you know, cultivating a look or your expression can easily influence your mental health in a really positive way. And so, yeah, let's get into this conversation with my Libra buddy, pulling out all the Libra stops here, and you'll hear the rest of her placements on the show. Otherwise, let's get into the conversation. Listeners, thank you so much for coming back for another week of the Working Within podcast. This week, we have a wonderful guest friend of mine, Maria. She is so awesome. She
really exemplifies the Libra archetype of being, one, a great friend, but also someone who literally always is like looking good, making others feel good, and really like uses that as part of her like self-care practice. And so anyway, today I would love for y'all to hear from her. We'll talk a bit about how we know each other and some of the really cool projects that she is working on, because she is an entrepreneur herself. And I would love for y'all to hear about her creative concoctions, her brand, and how she, you know, thinks about wellness herself. And so, Maria, would love for you to introduce yourself to the listeners. Obviously, we need your big three, but please feel free to talk about anything else that you feel like listeners need to know before we dive into combo.
Amazing. Hi, everyone. Thank you, Charlie, so much for having me. I am Maria. I'm a Libra Sun, Cancer Moon, and Sag Rising. I have known Charlie through college. I've been very blessed by our friendship for many years now. And we are on a similar journey right now, like she mentioned, of both kind of pursuing our passions outside of our 9-to-5. So I'm really excited to dive deeper into what I've been working on and then also the topic today as well.
Sorry, listeners, you can't see me. I just did like a cheer situation. Maria's awesome. Look, our topic this week is looking your best, feeling better, and woman entrepreneurship, and doing the things you want, and whatever else comes out of our mouths. And so I guess first, Maria, can you just tell them like what you're working on, specifically like about your brand, and also like how you got there, like however broad that response goes, like, I want to hear it, they want to hear it.
Okay. I'm kind of like working on getting this answer more formulated, but I'll just kind of go from whatever comes to my mind. But I am launching a unisex lifestyle brand this fall. So it was really important for me for it to be a lifestyle brand and not a fashion brand, because I think all products really could fall into the unisex category. So my idea for this just stemmed from kind of looking around, mainly for myself. I'm 6 feet tall and I buy a lot of my clothes in the men's section because I'm tall, I have long legs, and a lot of clothes are sized better for me in that section. And I always kind of found that strange that like you have to go into a product category that you don't necessarily identify with to buy something that you're wearing to represent yourself. So it kind of causes a misalignment in how you're expressing yourself, what you identify as when you're forced to shop in these like rigid product categories. So that's where kind of the birth of congruence came. The name itself is the idea in psychology that when you're congruent, your inner like being and outer display are aligned. So removing that product category of male, female, and just having products in general that are like sized, designed, and available to all people, not like men, women, whatever, just like any person, allows you to enter that state of congruence. So that is what I've been working on. We're launching fall/winter to be determined right now, but it will be starting with fashion, so clothing and accessories, but then really quickly in the spring, also branching out into some like beauty products and also home products. So a lot of things in the works, but it's been a really exciting journey to start.
Oh my God. Sorry. No, y'all, this is so, for context, Maria and I think had a solar return reading where we looked at her birth chart like months ago, like a while ago. And we were talking like about like, you should start, like, it would be cool if you started something that was really innovative this year or something like that. And for context, in our busy lives, I have not heard her describe exactly what the mission behind congruence is. I have like heard her mention it and I've seen her work on it that she's shared with us, honored. But that is so awesome, dude. And it's like especially relevant because one, guests on the show have talked about their gender expression and identity and how that comes to play like in their identity development. And also like binaries and how they don't really need to exist. So anyway, just hearing you talk about that, and that's a personal journey I'm on too, is really cool. So before, I guess, you had the idea for congruence, like what had to happen to lead to the idea for congruence?
That's a good question. I think I've always had a passion for aesthetics and the way that things look. And like you kind of mentioned earlier, I do feel good when I look good. So all of my like career aspirations have been in kind of like, I don't want to say boring areas, but for me, like finance, or just very like kind of what you would think when you're like, oh, I'm going to work. Like it's a job. It's not something fun that like gives me excitement. And when COVID hit, I was working from home. I started my job remotely. And I was realizing it was just taking over so much of my life of just doing these like monotonous tasks that were not really fueling any creativity or like what my actual passions were. Mm-hmm. And because of COVID, I also got to live at home since I was working remote. So I got to save money. I was in a good financial position, which I'm very thankful for. But I think it was kind of the combination of not being really happy with my day-to-day job and then also having kind of the time flexibility and financial flexibility to really invest into something that I wanted for myself. Because for me, like the biggest barrier into doing something like this was always more like time and financial, because it's very expensive to start, especially when you're like looking at product development and stuff. It's just insane. So I have been funding it all myself. I've been funding it all myself. I'm doing the brand on my own. So it was kind of like a scary task to take over, but living at home, not having to pay rent or like anything like that really kind of allowed me to put myself in a position to do it.
Wow. Also, Maria's great with money, y'all. Like, we've known what we became like really close after sophomore year of college. I'm like, dude, you're like, I'm sorry, I don't want to put her on blast, but Maria's like, anyway, she's a great shopper and saver. That's how I'll say it. Like, great shopper and saver. And this reminds me though, like you mentioned creativity here, and I know one outlet like you had before was your makeup Instagram. As you were growing up, was that the first creative thing you like did? Like, what has been your battle with making creativity something more central to you? Like, especially if, you know, you felt maybe that you needed to do these like more boring paths, because that resonates. Like, yeah, like finance major, like why did I, anyway.
Yeah. I would say, so the family that I grew up in is very academically motivated in a good way. Like my grandma is from India. They came to the US and saw education as a path to success and a path to acceptance. So I definitely understand where their kind of thought process comes from, but that was definitely pushed on me and my siblings at a very early age to stay on a very academic focused path and then also kind of pursue certain types of careers, I would say. And so that is, I think, where my like pull always came from, to like return to what I classify as boring jobs, because it was just what I knew was important to my family. Also, what to me had been almost outlined as what success was, is getting success in those types of areas. And then on my own, I was also having this journey of loving to express myself through fashion, like loving to explore with makeup. I did start a makeup page, and that was something that I had a ton of fun with. I don't think I ever saw that as something I would do like full time in my life, but it was something that I just got a lot of energy from, whereas these other types of jobs that I do almost took energy from me instead of like giving me the energy that I was looking for. So I think it's always been like a push and pull, where I am doing something that I don't necessarily love, and then I find a project on the side to like give me the energy to complete the thing I don't like. Yeah. But I think now I'm kind of reaching a better balance of understanding, like, I also am good and talented in some areas that are not just aesthetically motivated. So I think it's good for me to have somewhat of a balance. Libra is all about balance. Yes. In my life. More like, I don't want to say driven, but something more like numbers focused, or what I might in my mind think of boring, but I actually do have some enjoyment in it. So I think I'm still learning like every day what that balance will be. But I am proud of myself for like actually pursuing the things that give me energy rather than what takes energy from me.
I'm proud of you too. I am literally so happy. Sorry. I'm sorry. I just have to say it, dude. Because it's been a journey. It has been a journey. And I'm grateful to like be a background character in your journey. So,
oh my gosh.
Okay. So you mentioned this aesthetic focus. Now we're about to get, you know, okay. So can you just maybe just like riff off a bit about like what that means for like Maria and how Maria presents herself and treats herself, like with the aesthetic focus?
I would say for me, like I have always found makeup, clothes, like the way that I appear and present myself as a form of self-expression. So to me, it's like an extension of what's going on inside. And I feel like you know that as well. Like if I'm not having a good day, I'm probably like in sweats. Like literally when we were in college, if I would show up to class looking terrible, Charlie would be like, are you okay? Like what's really going on? So I would say it's definitely like, you can tell how Maria is doing based on her outward appearance. And that's definitely like an in-person thing. I feel like obviously social media and all of that kind of portrays just the like perfect appearance that everyone wants to see. But I would say like on the day-to-day, I really do like dress and I don't want to say put myself together, but kind of like based on how I'm feeling yeah. that day. And so I would say even in some cases, if I am having a bad day, like because that's just how my like mindset around it is, if I'm having a bad day and I force myself to like get up, put on an outfit that I usually would feel good in, like do my makeup or do my skincare routine, something like that, I will have a better day just because I'm like tricking my mind into thinking, oh, you're like, you're dressing for a good day, so you're having one. I know that's not always the case for everyone, but I feel like it's definitely true for me. And I think it's funny even like seeing the people around me notice that with kind of the way that I show up.
No, I think it's a wonderful thing. Like, you have great style. You like, it's great, you know? And like, I feel like that's something that should be celebrated. So yeah, claim that. Like, you do look, you show up and you look good. And I'm really glad that you made that connection to mindset, because I think listeners like, yeah, that's something, that's the reason I brought Maria here, or one of them, because I think what is happening, I think culturally, is that yes, we have social media and we can be perfect all the time, but also there is like a totally creative, totally like, I don't know, congruent. There's something congruent about like dressing to your mood and feeling like you can express yourself through things you put on your body. And that extends to piercings. It extends to tattoos. Like, anyway, one more like follow-up question I have, Maria, about that is, how do you reconcile, I'm sorry, I'm a consultant. How do you reconcile social media and the expectations and standards, like your own inner dialogue and the pressure to feel good or look good?
Interesting. So I think that social media is very challenging. I know I mentioned that I did a makeup Instagram account, and I think it's just when you're seeing yourself so much on social media, there's obviously going to be like criticism. For me, I'm like my own biggest critic. So it's not even that I feel like I had people giving me criticism necessarily to my face. But I think when I would just like, I was putting out a lot of content for that account all the time. And then that would create pressure for me to like create content. I was really critical of it. So I'd spend like hours making content, and then I would hate the video that I came up with and not even post it, or post it and delete it. And I think stuff like that takes away from the creativity side, because you're so, at least for me, I was so critical of myself that I wasn't enjoying it anymore, because I like, and there's always going to be someone out there that you perceive as being better than you at what you're doing. Like, I was just doing makeup randomly in my bathroom after like a long day of school and work and stuff. Like, I wasn't a professional makeup artist. So even stuff like that, there's like a lot of comparison that happens. Yeah. So I definitely think it's a difficult landscape to navigate. And that's actually why I honestly stopped doing that specific account, because I felt like, one, it was just too much pressure. And then also, like, as COVID happened, I was like, okay, I'm not even really doing my makeup now, like, for my own enjoyment. I'm doing it to make this content. And, like, that seemed so stupid to me. Like, I like doing my makeup for myself, but I don't want to be doing it just to post a video of it. Yeah. So my personal, like, social media has been a lot easier for me to find enjoyment out of, because I really only post, like, when I'm dressed up, feeling good in my outfit, and I would already be taking a picture anyways. I'm not, like, scrambling to make content just to make an Instagram post. So I definitely think for me, like, the influencer lifestyle is not for me, just with how self-critical I can be of my own content creation. Not even like physical appearance, but even if it was just the way the picture was edited, like, I'm very critical of how things appear, like, and when it comes to myself. So I think just putting out that much content, if it's forced, was not like a good situation for me.
Yeah. Okay. I hear that.
Wow.
So then in those moments, like, So yeah, like leave the thing that's triggering that side of you. Absolutely. What other tactics have you used to like escape like self-criticism, like more broadly too?
Yeah, I definitely think that's something I've worked on, especially in the last year, is just kind of like accepting the person that I am and like feeling a lot more confident in it. And honestly, I think it's been a lot more self-awareness and just like self-appreciation. So at the end of the day, like if you look at the thing you're criticizing about yourself, there's also probably something positive about it. So for me, if I ever like saw something that I didn't like about myself, like I know for me, just like physical appearance, like I used to hate that I was tall, and now that's like my favorite thing about myself. Like, right. I think that's one of the most unique things ever. And I think it's just interesting because there's so many things, like I could name like a long list of things that I used to really not like about myself. And when you like flip them on the opposite side, like there's always going to be a positive you can take out of something that you're criticizing. So just trying to focus on the positives. And then another thing too, that's helped me is, like at least for myself, I believe this, but like you care more than other people care. So like if you're worried about something, you're really the one like drilling that down for yourself. It's not like the rest of the world is like, oh my gosh, like she's so tall, it looks terrible. Like anything like that, it's just you in your own head. And most of the time, like I've had an insecurity that I've told my friends and they're like, what? Like we love that about you. So I think it's interesting just to see that it really is like a personal issue most of the time that you're putting on yourself. So when you realize you're creating the problem for yourself, I feel like that gives you a lot of power to like take the whole, not want to say problem away, but like pain of that insecurity away.
Ooh, pain of the insecurity. I really like that frame. Also, what you said about flipping the negative to the positive, I love that. And so Libra. Sorry, just had to say it. I think that's really important. And again, it just shows like mindset is really what we're working with here. Like dress, look yourself for your mindset, flip the negative to positive for your mind. Like, and then again, like creativity, I feel like is something that stems ultimately from like your peace of mind. Like we're not able to let ourselves create when we're so like judgmental, as you said.
Yeah.
So I guess like with the creation of congruence, did you face any challenges like that? Like, what did you have in mind to make sure like rubber hits the road and to like keep yourself motivated in this way?
Yeah, I think I'm really passionate about it, so that helps. Like, it's been something that I just love working on, even if it's been a lot of work, because I had no experience in the fashion industry, and I'm like manufacturing and producing clothes like completely from the ground up. I'm not doing any like wholesale or anything like that. So it was definitely a scary space to enter. But I think like one thing that I, which is actually something that you encouraged me to do when we had our solar reading, but is to just not listen to other people. I think I'm very, like, I love to gather opinions and crowdsource almost information when I make a decision. And this brand has been the first time in my life I feel like I literally have just listened to everything I want to do. So, like, I honestly, and this is why even you're saying, like, you haven't heard anything about it. Like, I actually have never talked about it with anybody or even publicly, like, until this. So, It's been really important to me to, like, really do what I feel is right for the brand, because at the end of the day, if I, like, I really do think that anything I do, there could have been an alternative way of doing it. So, I want at least the decisions I'm making to be what I think is right and kind of stand true to what I want. So I definitely have had like some bumps in the road, like along the process, just because I came into an industry I know nothing about with very strong ideas about how I want the project carried forward. Yeah. And I had a lot of people in the industry who are kind of helping me or giving me guidance to be like, that is crazy, don't do that. And I've like really still stuck true to it. So at the end of the day, we'll figure out if I made some mistakes. But just little things, like it was really important for me to source like my supply chain from all minority owned businesses. And so from like a financial standpoint, that's obviously not the best way of doing things necessarily when you look at like how expensive it might have been compared to what I had if I had sourced from like large white owned manufacturer people. But I was like, no, like that's not what the brand stands for. And I really wanted that to carry through like down to the elastic that goes into like the piece of clothing. So just little decisions like that I feel really proud of. And there'll be like a lot for me to explain when I do launch the brand, because I don't want to say I've kept it a secret, but I've kind of been trying to keep people out of it, because I know As soon as I bring people in and let them know what's going on, everyone's going to have an opinion. And I want to just get like, the initial finish line before I get feedback. And then obviously like once I make a sale, if people have like actionable feedback on the product, I will definitely take that into consideration. But yeah, when it comes to like brand elements and all of that, I really try to kind of stay true to what I feel is best.
Oh my God. Okay. A million reactions I'm having. Again, I'm so proud of you. I literally love you so much. I think you're awesome. I'm so happy you're doing this. And I'm so glad that you feel like this is something you really own and are passionate about. And you, like, people's projections, because that's what they are, have not like influenced your ability to like keep driving this home to where you want it to be. Okay, those are my million reactions. And there are like two threads that I wanted to pick up there. One being the, wow, navigating people's projections and also doing what you want before you're ready. So, wow, that's so, I mean, I just want to say like, those two things are so important. They're things that I am telling myself too. Like, you have to do things before you're ready. I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, oh,
no, exactly.
I was just like, I'm going to start a podcast. And like, put the packet like you I'm have doing you, it. Yeah. Like, we're doing it right now. We're literally doing it. You're literally doing it. We're speaking on the podcast. So anyway, listeners, I just want to say, like, it can, I've often faced and heard from people, clients, friends, like, how do I know, and especially from clients actually, how do I know like this is actually right? Or like, what exactly are the steps I need to take, instead of like accepting a big idea as it comes almost? And it's like, when we try to break something down, sometimes we freeze ourselves because we're trying too hard to like solve or balance or prepare. And that's something I've personally faced too, like trying too hard to figure out exactly what college I want to go to, which ended up being an intuitive decision. And so I just want to say, like, it's often not even about having the right first step, but just encouraging and letting yourself take a little step, a mini step, or a big step. I don't know, but taking a small step to like be good toward where you want to go. So to say this more plainly, like, okay, if you want to start a podcast, you just talk to your friend who also has a podcast, you know, just like things like that. It doesn't have to be, I'm going to quit my job and like start a podcast and hire an audio engineer tomorrow. Like, no, but anyway, that's my soapbox number one. That's true. Like, you're doing this because you wanted to do it. And that's all you need is the willpower. Obviously, like, there are materials that are necessary, but in its earliest phase, in its idea conception, you didn't need money for that. And so I just want listeners to like be aware. Okay. And for the projection piece, you've kept this brand close to home. I'm so happy that you've done that. And I'm honored, and listeners, I hope you're honored that Maria is taking this space to explain like her reasoning and her vision for it. I'm wondering if with like your self-expression or the way you show up in spaces, if you ever also felt like you needed to adapt to how people thought of you, or were very concerned about, yeah, very concerned about people's perceptions of you and how that journey has evolved. Like, yeah.
No, that's a good question. I feel like I definitely think that you kind of saw me go through this journey in college especially, but I think when I first got to college, I wanted to have like acceptance from a lot of different people. And I feel like I slowly and also quickly at the same time realized that a lot of people that I was surrounded by weren't people that I resonated with, that weren't like the types of people that I could see myself like having as long-term friends. But I also was like, I don't want to say getting looped into friendships, but I was just like, I was really bad at kind of taking a step back and saying no. And I think ever since I've left college and kind of towards the end of college, I definitely feel like I have less friends, but I have stronger relationships, which for me has been very valuable. And also it's been something that's given me a lot more energy, because having like a ton of shallow friendships to me is just very draining. And I think that's what I used to do is like, and I think this is like goes along with kind of wanting to be accepted, because now when I look back at it, there was not really any point of me having like a large pool of shallow friendships unless it was to be accepted by a large number of people. And I definitely think now, like, I really don't care what people think of me at all. And I think that took a lot of time for me to get there. But I also don't think I even would have launched a brand if I still cared what people thought, because like that's a huge undertaking where people, like people are very judgmental just in general. Like, and I recognize that in myself too. Like, I'm, like I said, I'm critical of myself. I'm probably also very critical of other people in certain situations. And that's something that I am working on as well. But I'm like, I understand why people would be critical when they see someone launch something, because people don't always know all the work that went into it or like all the decisions that had to be made. And so I think it is really scary knowing like I'm going to put something out there for the world to see that I've literally been working on for a year plus and put so much time, money, effort, energy into. And I think that is a very scary thing. But I also like genuinely don't care at all, like if people say anything negative. And that sounds like weird, because I don't think I could have said that about myself in the past. But I think that would have been a big barrier for me like previously, because I would have been like, oh, okay, well, I want to know how people are going to perceive it. Like, I'm scared to like really launch this, because there could be like some people coming forward and saying, oh, like, we don't like this, this is ugly, whatever. And I'm just like, honestly, I'm proud of myself. I think it will be successful. So I think I definitely have gotten to a place now where I am like a lot more confident in myself and don't feel the need to really please anyone except myself.
Yeah. Wow. No, that first, yes. Judgment, yes. People are projecting their insecurities all the time.
Yeah.
Like, our mind frames are almost coded by our insecurity. Like, the things we notice about people are the things we don't like about ourselves. And so I just want to say, like, yes, like, we all do it. So, like, no one is good or bad here. But that can be so frustrating to navigate. And it deeply is why it's so deeply important that, like, if people do that, that it is not personal to Congruence. It's not personal to Maria or any of us. It's personal to the person. And that is, like, a really hard thing about our world. So I'm like, sorry, you're inspiring me. That's all. One thing I'm curious about is, it sounds like a lot of this has just been like confidence building, like maintaining it for yourself as well. Are there other practices that you think have helped you like build your confidence over the years?
I think like it took a lot of self-awareness. So I think it's hard to like that. I guess that's really big. But for me, it was first understanding like what would make me confident. I don't even know if that makes sense. But I think that for a long time, I didn't know like why I felt insecure or why I wasn't feeling confident. And so really just like asking myself those questions of, okay, like even just at the basic, like, okay, what are you doing when you feel your best? Like, what are you wearing when you feel your best? Like, you can really just like kind of like go through a series of questions like that that are so simple and just start kind of, that's what I did, at least like in my mind. I would be like, okay, like right now I feel good. What am I doing right now? I feel good. Like, it's because I'm dressed this way. It's because I'm with these types of people. So even for kind of like reducing certain types of relationships in my life, that helped me gain my confidence, because then I was around people who were always building me up and making me feel great about myself. So that was one thing, like just being aware in the situation to say, okay, I feel good in this, and it's because of the people I'm around. So like, I'm going to continue to be around people like this. Or same with like kind of the outfit thing. I know for me, like, I feel great when I dress a certain way. And I think I grew up in like a very small conservative town in Texas, so people weren't always like accepting of the types of outfits that I find to like make myself confident. Mm-hmm. But recognizing, you know what, I feel great, like I'm still gonna wear this. So just like, one, being really aware of what is kind of making you feel good and then just pursuing that, I think is what will help build your confidence, because it's hard to feel confident, at least for me it was, when you're not doing the things that make you feel good. So for me, it's just been, like I said, self-awareness, and then even if it's uncomfortable in the moment, like pursuing what is making me feel the best long term.
Okay. Like, I don't even have anything to say. Listeners, I don't have anything to say. Y'all know I can talk, okay? Wow. So what's next for Maria? And what is a challenge you're like working to address right now that you're still like seeking answers, trying things out about? For me, it is rest. LOL. But what is yours? And it can be about any of these topics or none of them.
Yeah, I would say like an immediate challenge that I'm working on right now is kind of what we talked about at the beginning, is the pull between the creativity and our daily kind of 9-to-5 job, because I have found my current role that I'm doing as my work like very, very draining. But it's also kind of scary to like take that leap of faith to leave and find something else, just because there's one, a lot of pressure to say like, oh, you're in this great position. I know you probably have experiences too, but you're in a great position. You're making good money. Like the money is fueling your ability to do the things outside of your 9 to 5. So if you give that up, then you lose the freedom to do your creative side. And then if you give that up, is there any kind of certainty that you'll find something else that aligns with what you want better than where you are now? Because for me, like, I don't want to leave what I'm doing and then go to something worse. So there's obviously so much unknown in all of that. So that's something I'm like actively working to address, is finding like a daily, I don't want to say 9 to 5, but like something that I call my work that is sustainable, like provides for me in the way that is needed, but also like gives me energy. So I think that's been a very long journey over the last year to understand like what even would that be for me, because obviously, like, you know, too, maybe the ideal thing is for me to quit and just do congruence full time, but that's not necessarily realistic for me from like a financial perspective, or even just like, I don't even know if I would, that makes sense from like, would I have enough things to do in the day to fill my time at this point? Like, probably not. So I think just like going on that journey of understanding, okay, like what is out there, and being willing to leave something great to find something better is kind of where I'm at. So that's what I've been struggling with. I know that's kind of vague, but
it's not vague. It is not vague. Also, you're talking to like the vaguest. Anyway, so Maria, you have like dropped some true wisdom. I mean, I think you've covered, I don't know, entrepreneurship, creativity, self-expression, self-criticism, how to navigate it. I, in summary or in not, would love to hear just like what you want the listeners to take away from this conversation.
I think the biggest thing for me is just pursue what makes you happy, because I think one, like, you're the person holding yourself back is kind of what I realized, like whether it's mindset, whether it's like not lacking the confidence or not believing that you can do it. And like Charlie said, it's not always taking a gigantic step of like jumping off a cliff and spending $1 million to start a business. It can literally be like designing your logo, or just like sitting down and writing out your idea, like things that cost no money. And it also doesn't even have to be a business. It could be like, I've always wanted to do yoga and I've never tried, so I'm going to watch a video today and do it. I think it's just really important to take the time to do what makes you happy, because if you don't, like, there's nobody that's going to do that for you. So you do have to like take ownership and do that. And I have found in my last year of life that that has really like changed my entire outlook on things and really given me just like a better perspective kind of in my day to day.
I'm so excited for you. I'm literally so excited. In 5 years, I'm going to be looking. Three. Let me not even say five. Three. 2 years. You're like, bro, like, hello? Like, can I? Give me a job.
Oh my God.
Look, you're awesome. Listeners, like, I hope you soaked up all these good vibes. Obviously, you need to follow Maria on Instagram. Now, I'm not promoting the profession culture, but you will get a great idea of like what Maria is talking about when she says she expresses herself through like how she looks. It's really cool to see. And also she like is a style icon. So like if you need inspiration, like go on the Instagram. But also importantly, I'm sure there will also be updates about congruence there. You have a congruence Instagram, don't you?
I do. Yeah. It's at Shop Congruence. I haven't posted anything yet, but coming soon.
Secret, but no, we will put that information in the episode description as well. You should also like feel free to reach out to Maria. Like if you're thinking entrepreneurship, if you're thinking like, I'm straddling creativity in my career, or I like, how did you navigate this challenge? Or like, you're super creative. Like, how can I learn more? Definitely feel free to reach out to her. She is awesome. Did I say that? Yeah, I said that. So anyway, look, super grateful to have her here. Listeners, I hope you are walking away with all these wonderful positive nuggets that she brought.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Working Within. We're ecstatic that you made it this far. If you liked what you heard, we'd really appreciate your reviews and shares. And if you want to become a monthly supporter, you can click the link in our episode description as well. As always, stay connected with us through our Instagram, working.within, and our website, workingwithin.net. We hope to see you again soon.